Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast.
Welcome to day 4 of the 28 days of self-love.
Yesterday, we talked about unlearning perfectionism, how when we cement these images in our head of the standard that we want to reach in order to consider ourselves enough or worth love, that you're not going to reach any sort of self-love in that way, that you have to allow self-acceptance, and the perfectionism truly does block that. And without the self-acceptance, it's going to obviously be really hard to love ourselves. So today, I want it to shift into what it looks like to romanticize your life. Because a lot of the time, if you have had that pent-up perfectionism, this pent-up image of what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and you're diehard going at that until, you know, you can't anymore, till you burn yourself out, essentially, you have to allow almost like you're playing pretend into your life in order to start to shift yourself out of that habit. Now, I don't love the phrase fake it till you make it, because I don't want to fake it. I want to just do what I have the skill set at this moment to do and do that to my best capacity. And then I will, you know, level up to the next skill set once I have mastered this last one. But when I say play pretend, I don't mean fake it. I just mean put a lens, a rose-colored glasses lens, over how you perceive your life. And when you start to put that lens out into the world, it allows you to start to move away from this imaginary illusion of perfectionism and closer towards the reality that your life is wonderful. All you have to do is look at it in that way. I wanted to tell you guys about a personal moment when I was able to romanticize my life. And the thing with this is it's changing these small, ordinary moments into something worth loving. So it's hard to point out something specifically, but I think one that we all could relate to is when you're in the car and you're looking out the window and maybe it's raining and you feel like you're in a music video. That's essentially what you're doing for all the pieces of your life in order to romanticize it. I was driving and there's palm trees all down the road because I'm here in Tampa, and there were like birds flying through the air and the sun was starting to set. And so it was like this moment of almost, it's kind of like getting yourself to live in the present, that you're just really soaking up and appreciating the beauty of the moment, or that you are creating your own beauty in the moment. As we know, we can't accomplish anything if we don't know what the hell something means. So what does it mean actually to romanticize your life? Because if you don't like your life, how the hell am I supposed to romanticize it? Romanticizing your life is this idea of seeing beauty in the ordinary. It's taking small, regular moments and finding the beauty in them and not waiting for these like big, colossal, wonderful things to happen for you. And that's when you'll decide to like your life, or like yourself for that matter. if you just have these small mindset shifts, it can completely change the dynamic of your daily routine. If you're washing your face, if you're cooking a meal, if you're working, you know, like sometimes I work from home, I work remote, and I'm friends with my coworker. And so we'll message each other throughout the day. And sometimes I sit there and I pretend like I'm like that cool girl, like in the movie, like the 90s girl that's like IMing with her friend. And I don't know. And then like, you just like sign off, see you later, girl. I don't know. It's just like, it's silly and it's stupid and it's not something that you have to share with anybody else, but it just makes my life feel just a little bit more fun. I think a common misconception with romanticizing your life is that people mistake it for toxic positivity. Romanticizing your life and toxic positivity are not the same thing. Toxic positivity is trying to pretend, see, that is more fake it till you make it, like I was talking about. It's trying to pretend like everything is wonderful. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm fine. You know, like that's kind of more toxic positivity. Romanticizing your life is just taking what your life already is and trying to love it, putting it into a lens that you can say, wait, this is kind of awesome. I love this. Okay, Sarah, I mean, that sounds fun. I could pretend throughout my day and romanticize the things that I do, but that's not going to lead me to genuine self-love. Like, how am I supposed to actually love myself just because I make the pieces of my day just a little bit more fun to look at? That is the simplest way to understand what romanticizing your life is. But let's look a little bit deeper at what it is you're actually doing. What habits are you actually implementing by beginning to romanticize your life? The biggest one is bringing mindfulness into your day. If you have to focus on how this thing, this ordinary, regular thing that you're doing is beautiful, if you have to put on a lens in order to look at it in a cool, fun way, what you're doing is bringing your attention to the present and you're learning to appreciate the present moment as it is. It shifts your focus from lack to abundance. Instead of saying, oh, I don't feel like washing my face, this sucks, you can instead say, oh my gosh, fun little spa moment, fun little bathroom moment. I'm going to put on my candle. I'm going to put on my relaxing music. I'm going to take my time. I'm not going to rush through my skin routine so that I can go lay back down and watch Netflix. You know, I'm going to take the time to enjoy it, make the room smell nice, do whatever it is you got to do to actually enjoy this mundane moment. And even if you don't add any of the physical pieces to the skin routine in order to make it more romanticized, even just thinking about it different. Even if you're in your dirty ass fucking bathroom with hair cake to your sink, but you decide to take your time washing your face instead of powering through it so that you can get it done because I just don't feel like fucking doing it. It takes the mindset from that lack. I want to be somewhere else. I want to be on the couch watching Netflix instead of washing my face, to abundance, to I love to be able to care for my skin. I love to be able to take control over what I look like. I like being able to feel good after I've finished it. I feel proud of myself after I finished it. Getting more into that abundance mindset. What you're doing is taking yourself out of that autopilot mode that you think this is just the way things are. I'm in my daily routine. My life sucks. To I'm taking control over the things in my life. I am choosing how to live my day to day. And I'm actually enjoying the things that I'm doing in my daily routine. You're allowing yourself to actually experience your life rather than experiencing your life through ticking things off of a list. The piece of this that's really relevant to self-love is when you're doing all of these fun little mindset shifts, you're building a relationship with yourself. You're learning how to enjoy spending time with yourself. You get to love your life in your own company and have a good time with just you. So how do you actually do this? Like, how are we actually going to start romanticizing our life? Because when we tell ourselves, oh, we could just like build that habit, like just switch your mindset, just start to try to do it. Like, that's not that's not helpful. You're not going to actually like change the way that you view your life that quickly unless you consistently remember to do it. Like maybe putting a note in a common area that you feel that you kind of like hate your life or hate yourself, have a reminder there. But there are genuine ways to start to build this habit of romanticizing your life. So let's talk about them. Do something to make your routine feel special. Light a candle while you journal. Listen to an audiobook while you are brushing your teeth and doing your skin routine. Buying yourself or using your favorite mug when you pour yourself coffee in the morning. Play music while you're cooking dinner and dance around the kitchen. Add some of that fun, special uniqueness into the daily things that you do in order to make those things feel a little bit more exciting. Engage your senses. Think of your five senses: taste, smell, hearing, touch, sight. Hi, hello. And engage with them a little bit more. Slow down to actually taste your food and enjoy your food and be grateful for your food. Allow yourself to feel the warmth of the sun on your skin or the breeze in the air. Notice the small details of things, kind of like what I was talking about, like about the birds flying through the air and just noticing the beauty around you, the colors of the leaves, the true colors of the leaves, not just, oh, that tree is green. Actually look at it and see what colors do you genuinely see in there. Taking these moments, it's literally that saying, stop and smell the roses, like taking these moments to be mindful of your senses and use them to slow yourself down. Find beauty in the mundane, the sound of the pages as you turn them in a book, the way that the sunlight comes through your curtains and hits the wall in the morning, watching the rain. This is that example, you know, looking out the window and pretending like you're in a movie. Watch the rain, enjoy the rain. Find beauty in just the way that things look and the way that things are. Play dress up for yourself, whether that's just trying a little bit harder and putting something on that makes you feel good, even if you work from home, even if you're not going anywhere, even if you're just running errands, or it's trying to dress in a way that aligns with your best self, that your best self shows up in elevated attire. So start to try to incorporate that into your life a little bit more. Stop getting dressed just to get dressed. If you put a little bit of intention into it, it really makes you feel good. Celebrate small moments, a really good cup of coffee, somebody complimenting you and telling you you had a good hair day, and then like living that up for the rest of the day because that made you feel good. Something that you can celebrate these wins that happen in your day. I took a full body shower and shaved and did my lotion and did all of that, those things. That's a win. I did my hair today. That's a win. I did my makeup. I didn't do my makeup and I just allowed my natural beauty to come through. Celebrate those small wins. Curate an atmosphere that you love. Like when you're cooking, I think a super fun thing to do would be like to get like a cute apron and put on some music and have some scents going and kind of just embodying this like fun environment that you can really enjoy. Create a cozy reading corner or a cozy journaling corner for yourself that you love to be in. Set the mood, like set the mood inside of your environment so that you can just really enjoy the space you're in. And my last point is that you can create these small rituals in order to turn simple things into experiences. For your nighttime skin routine, put a flickering light or a nice candle in the bathroom and put some music on that's soothing. Read with a warm drink and feel the warm drink in your hand. Feel the warm drink going down your throat as you enjoy the book. You could also turn on music with the book as well, like something relevant to the kind of story you're reading, or if you want to read like in a thunderstorm with a fire crackling. Making those experiences, like plugging that into YouTube and immersing yourself in what it is, the activity it is that you're doing. A slow morning breakfast, allowing yourself, you know, sure, maybe you'd have to wake up a little bit earlier, but it being worth it because you can move slowly at your own pace as you get ready in the morning. Making getting ready in the morning an experience compared to just like jumping out of bed, getting ready, shoving food down your throat, and getting out the door. Let's lock this shit in. What is our daily challenge and our journaling prompt in order to really solidify romanticizing our life starting today? Your daily challenge is pick one simple daily habit and make it feel special today. Whether that's making your morning coffee an experience, playing your favorite music while cleaning, or going for a walk and noticing the little things. Easy enough. And then for your journaling prompt, what are three small things in your daily life that bring you joy? How can you be more intentional about appreciating them? You could absolutely just take what we have talked about today when it comes to romanticizing your life and the habits that you can implement in order to make that happen. Something may have resonated with you that will carry through with you into your day to day. But doing the daily challenge and doing the journaling prompt is what's really going to lock it in for you. Because when you put it into the physical, when you show yourself a true example of what it would look like in your daily life, you can have that stuck into your mind. You can apply it to you personally, you specifically, in a very clear way that you are now going to bring awareness into your mindset and into your existence and begin to automatically apply it into all areas that it is necessary so that you can truly begin to love yourself. You do not need a dream Pinterest life in order to love your life and love who you are. You just have to make an intentional effort to see the beauty in your own life now, and you'll realize that all of the tiny things that you notice can add up to one big, wonderful, beautiful life. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about body neutrality versus body positivity. You know your girl does not like to talk about positive versus negative. And so by bringing the idea of body neutrality to the forefront of your mind, it allows us to focus on the function of our body rather than the appearance. And being grateful for that function allows us to start to really accept and feel at home in our body. Body neutrality allows us to curate a healthier self-image. Reflect, journal, and share moments of romanticizing your life with me on social media. I would love to see it, and I would love to cheer you on at Wellish Podcast, at Sarah.Rittendale. Use the hashtag 28 Days of Self-Love. Let's hold each other accountable. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Wellish wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube so that you do not miss one single day of the 28 Days of Self-Love so that by March, you feel fully capable of loving yourself. Thank you for being here. I will talk to you tomorrow.